Straight up at 1 o'clock and keeping the community informed, KXFM, and welcome. As you know, yesterday we spoke with Mayor Bob Whalen about the attempts to open beaches on a limited basis here in town, Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m., and that would have started next Monday. But just moments ago, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the targeted closing of all Orange County beaches. And to discuss that, we have back the mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, with us this afternoon. Thank you for being here, Mayor.
Thank you, Ed. Nice to be back again.
Thank you.
Didn't expect to be back this soon.
almost like you turned right around and came back. So he's targeting Orange County here. Apparently the pictures that he saw from Newport Beach this past weekend and Huntington Beach didn't please the governor.
No, I think that's right. And we heard, he commented on that on Monday, about the concern about Newport and Huntington Beach. Followed up by the action today where he said, I'm going to close all Orange County beaches. No specified date for reopening. So we're going to reach out and to the governor's office and figure out, what the next steps are.
Okay. All right. And since I'm curious, since it's a state directive, I imagine there's going to have to be enforcement here from you. So since it's a state directive, do they take on extra expenses that you might have to spend on manpower hours to enforce it?
Well, that's an excellent question, Ed, and I would certainly hope so in the sense that it's now a state mandate and the state is supposed to pay local governments for mandated orders. But we'll certainly be asking for that.
Okay. We'll be checking into it, if at least. And really, because he seemed to stress, he really seemed stressed and said, and because of how... By now, if you don't get it, if you don't get the dangers of this disease, you haven't been paying attention. When we stop people, are we going to do a little more sighting instead of just now educating them?
Well, as you and I have talked before, the compliance with our beach closures has been great. We right. really have had very, very few people who were out there. And our marine safety beach patrol officers will continue to monitor that. I'm more concerned about what, at this point, what the county's going to do in terms of enforcing in South Laguna, because, again, that's their jurisdiction. How are they going to physically close Aliso Beach? We're going to be on the phone with them this afternoon, I know, trying to get some details on that. I think ours, we were proactive, so we were not the target of the governor's order, obviously, because we were the first beach community to close on March 23rd. In fact, I just pulled out, I had a letter to Governor Newsom March 22nd saying, you need to expand your stay-at-home order to tell people not to come, stay in their own communities and not to come down to the beach. So we've been out in front of this for a long time here. And I think our step the other night to do a limited reopening 6 to 10 in the morning was really an appropriate step and one that was not going to create large crowds and put people at risk. So we're going to be speaking with the governor's office to say, hey, we think we had a good limited focused plan to, reopen our beaches in a thoughtful way that you should support. And hopefully we will get their support to let us implement that plan, but we'll have to see.
Right. And without putting you on the spot, was the county's decision less than responsible when it came to the public health concern that we have?
With respect to South Laguna, you mean?
Yes.
I wanted the county to, as you know, close the beaches in South Laguna because I didn't think they could be safely and occupied and socially distanced. And, again, we don't have large parking lots to, accommodate people. And what happened was exactly what we were concerned about. We had lots of people from out of town up in the neighborhoods and on very narrow streets. And, that was not a good scene.
Right, right. Now, how's this going to affect the opening of the trails?
Well, as I heard from the governor, I don't think it affects the opening of the trails. So
okay.
I think we can proceed with the opening of the trails, and we will, other than, as we said the other night, we're not going to open Alta Laguna, which attracts too big a crowd, and we didn't see people social distancing there when we first closed down. So we'll start with some other trails, and you know, people will have a chance to get outdoors and get some good exercise, and that's great. Everybody needs to do that. And we'll try to work through the beach issue with the governor's offices as quickly as we can, but it's going to be up to them at this point.
Right. And he also said that Orange County has a super high positive rate, even though we haven't tested enough people here. He said he wasn't driven by ideology. He noted the 5.2% increase in the state of positive, and then pointed directly to Orange County here, saying we've got to get testing in gear. Are you going to approach the county about maybe upping the testing here?
Well, I think everybody wants more testing, right? And where we've seen evidence of more testing, I think it happened in L.A. County yesterday. They're finally getting their testing up, and they had a big jump in numbers. So, absolutely, we have to see, and we'll talk with the county about, what their plan is for expanding testing. This is all supposed to, flow down from the health agencies to the local governments like us. It's not our job to do the testing, it's their job to get the tests to us. And I know the state's been working on that. And yes, we would like to get more testing.
Okay. And the state itself, California, got $350 million as part of the CARES Act. And they're right now discussing the distribution of that. Do you wait to see what they distribute, or do we go ahead and lobby them actively to see if we, to get what we need from them?
Well, I think I want to hear what the plan is. I mean, as the governor said in his news conference today, he continues to work with all the local county health officers, and that's how the system works. The public health system in the state of California works, from the state on down to the county health officers. So and I think there was a briefing with county health officers that was supposed to take place with his office sometime today. So We'll continue to be in touch with the county health officials and see what we can do. But yeah, we want some money to come down locally from the state. I think as we may have talked previously, Orange County got $552 million, I think, on the CARES Act, and all the mayors in the county lobbied the county for some of that money, and the county says they can't give us any. But we would listen. Local governments are incurring plenty of costs here from the response to this COVID-19, and some of the money's got to get down to us, or else you're going to start seeing very, very soon here. We already seen the headlines, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. You're going to see some really dramatic financial impacts in local cities.
Would it behoove us as a city to get together with the other mayors and lobby the state like we did the county?
Yes, we actually have had letters go up to the state, and we are in dialogue with the state to get some of that money allocated down. So we're going to continue to work on that. And of course, the other big thing really is and we've worked with our local congressman, we're looking for a phase four on the congressional side that will, fund local governments, because it's not just local Orange County, this across the nation, there's local governments that need help.
Right. And finally, knowing what you know of the dangers of this virus and its insidious nature, if you were in that governor's chair as governor, would you have any other choice other than what he just did with the Orange County beaches?
Well, I think a choice would have, rather than a complete shutdown, and maybe he decided he just had to start with that. I mean, I think you could start with something like we were proposing, right? Which, more modest. I'm going to allow the beaches to open, 4 hours in the morning, and then for physical activity only, not, no sunbathing, no coolers and umbrellas. You can get out there and exercise. I mean, I think that would have been a more modest step, but I think he felt at this point, I got to wipe the slate clean, and then I'm going to have the cities, as I've heard in some conversations this morning from our assemblywoman, they're going to want us to send a plan up to them to say, does this meet your criteria? And we'll do it. So, we're going to push the plan that our council approved the other night. We're going to push that up to the governor's office and see if they'll agree with it.
Okay. That was going to be my question, is how quickly can we get them the plan? So that you just answered that question. I appreciate that. Mayor,
we have a plan. We'll try to get something up to them hopefully by tomorrow.
Okay. Perfect. Mayor Bob Whalen, will you keep us in touch? And even if it has to be later on tonight that we come back and talk to you, or as soon as possible,
Yeah, absolutely. If there's an update, there's new news, I'm happy to do that at any time.
Thank you so much. Mayor Bob Whalen, City of Laguna Beach Mayor, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.